South Yorkshire, on the TuneIn Radio app worldwide for free, on imanfm.com around the world for free. Also, you're listening to us on Dawn FM in Nottingham on 107.6 FM. My name is Zaid Haq. You're listening to Sports Week. This show is every Wednesdays live, 10 p.m. to midnight British Summer Time. You can get involved in the second part of the Football Hour by calling in on 0114 242 5200. That's 0114 242 5200, and have your say. So before the break, for all of you who are listening in, glad that you're still carrying on listening, and all of you who just listened in for the first time today, before the break I was going through all the results in the Premier League and just giving my insight on how I felt those matches went. So if you watched any of the Premier League matches, or if you've got any burning issues regarding those Premier League matches, doesn't matter which club you support in the Premier League, then give me a call on 0114 242 5200. That's 0114 242 5200, and have your say. So while we wait for our lovely listeners to call in, I'll go through the results regarding the teams in Sheffield and Sheffield and Rotherham, and also Nottingham as well. So if I do stop in between, it will be to allow our loyal listeners to connect to the show. So if I do stop in between, I'm not hesitating. It just I'll get feed. If the calls come in, then obviously they take a priority. So without listeners, you can't have a radio station. And likewise, without presenters, you can't have a radio station. So it works both ways. So first of all, I'll go through the results in the championship regarding the teams in Sheffield and Nottingham. And then you can obviously call in the show while I'm doing that as well. So feel free to interrupt me at any time and then have your say. So I'll repeat that number one more time, just in case you haven't written it down. It's 0114 242 5200. That's 0114 242 5200. And it's a free call if you're calling anywhere in the UK, because most mobile phones you can call 01 numbers and 99. So you can call 01 numbers because they're always in a bundle as well. So let's go to the matches regarding the teams in Sheffield first of all, and I'll give you the results, and then we can look forward to more football coming up during the week. So let's go to the championship to start with, and I'll give you the results in the championships. So last weekend, which was also the 1st of October, the matches concerning the teams in Sheffield and Nottingham in the championship, the first match we're going to look at is Bristol City at home to Nottingham Forest. So in this match, Nottingham Forest opened the scoring with Villiers on 33 minutes. Then Abraham equalised on the 65th minute. And then Bristol City on the 68th minute scored the winner to win 2-1 against Nottingham Forest, which was a bad result for Nottingham Forest away to Bristol City, especially when Nottingham Forest are want to make sure they get into the playoffs this season, because the championship this season is probably the hardest championship ever in my experience, because you've had heavyweight teams in the past from the Premier League, the likes of Newcastle and Aston Villa, and obviously Norwich went down as well. And so what happened was, in this match, like I said, Nottingham Forest opened the scoring, then Bristol City hit back to score those two goals in 3 minutes. So it was a big body blow to Nottingham Forest, because until then, they did look in control of the match. And it must have been very, very disappointing for Forest fans to lose 2-1. But Bristol City fought back, and in the end, those two goals in 3 minutes made the difference, and they hung on to win the game 2-1. So it finished Bristol City 2, Nottingham Forest 1. And the next game involving Sheffield and Rotherham teams and Nottingham team was Rotherham at home to Newcastle. and it finished. So Newcastle scored on the 41st minute. Atsu scored, and it finished Rotherham 0, Newcastle 1. So another very, very bad result for Rotherham at home. It was expected because Newcastle, although they got relegated last season from the Premier League, they still hung on to a lot of their stars from the Premier League. And I was surprised they only finished 1-0 to Newcastle. I was expecting them to score at least another two or three goals, but it wasn't to be. But Newcastle did look in control, and it's not looking good for the Millers. So it finished Rotherham 0, Newcastle 1. And also the local team in Sheffield, at home were the Owls, Sheffield Wednesday, and they were playing Brighton. So in this match, what happened was Baldock scored on the 26th minute for Brighton, and then Knockout in the 73rd minute made it 2-0, and then Hooper in the 95th minute, so 5th minute of injury time, made it 2-1. But Brighton did play very well, and they deserved all 3 points, and it wasn't a very good performance at home by the Owls as well. So any Rotherham fans out there, any Nottingham Forest fans out there, any Owls fans out there, so the Miller fans, Owls fans, if you were at the match or you saw it, the highlights of it, then we'll get in touch and let us know, let me know, sorry, your views of those three games on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. So those were the matches in the Championship, and now I'm going to look at the match in League One involving Sheffield United, the Blades, and then we'll look at Notts County in League Two. So I'm just going to go through the results in League One. And before I do that, it was very, very important to give you the table so you know what's going on in the Championship. So let me just give you the table for that, so you're up to speed regarding your team, because it's very important to know. And I'm just going to give you the information. And so in the Championship, in the first position, we've got Huddersfield played 11, 25 points. Second is Norwich, played 11, 23 points. Third is Newcastle, played 11, 22 points. And then in fourth, we've got Brighton, played 11, 21 points. And Bristol City in fifth, played 11, 20 points. And Birmingham played 11 and 20 points. So the so all these teams, so teams 3 to 6 make the playoff positions at the moment, and teams 1 and 2 go up automatically. So like I said, it's looking strong in the Championship because Huddersfield have been outstanding this season, and then it's only the last couple of games they started struggling a bit, last few games, otherwise they did have a big lead. So you've got Norwich in second and Newcastle in third, as I just mentioned. Regarding Sheffield Wednesday, they're in ninth position in they're ninth position, played 11, 17 points. So they're not far off the playoff positions at the moment. And then if you look further down in the league, it's not looking good for Nottingham Forest. Played 11, 12 points in 18th position. And the Millers fans, unfortunately, you are bottom at the moment. So we've got Blackburn in 22nd position, played 11, 8 points. Then 23rd position is Cardiff, played 11, 8 points. And then Rotherham, bottom of the Championship, played 11, 6 points. So it's looking really bleak already, because you're already 3 points from safety, but you've got very, very hard games coming along. So I personally think, I'm not making any predictions, but I personally think that Rotherham are looking, you know, one of the favourites to get relegated into League One. And if that happens, then it's going to be very, very difficult for the Millers to move up from League One back into the Championship, because as I mentioned, Championship is a very, very hard league this season. And to come back into the Championship from League One is even harder these days, because you've had teams go down a couple of divisions from the Premier League to League One, and they still haven't made it back into the Championship. So not looking good for the Millers. And if you agree or disagree with me, then you can call in 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And have your view. And